Currently beaming in from the land of tigers and elephants here in Chiang Mai, Thailand. Welcome to Medicinal Foods Radio. Thanks to my beloved Oma for that beautiful intro. You can hear another one of her original songs from her new CD, Wisdom of the Ages, at the end of the show. Thanks again, Matt Navarro, for hosting and the entire United We Strike family. It's really a blessing to be sharing the airspace and to get this information out with our other hosts from Switzerland, the UK, Ireland, Chile, and New Zealand. We're coming together to uplift, educate, and inspire people to free themselves from the globalist agenda and what Matt calls the stinky New World odor. We've got some really cutting-edge information to get out there on the airwaves today, and I'm super excited about the show. Yes, there is a war being waged against the people for some time now, and it's one of the weapons that they're using is food. These power trippers and their corporations have also hijacked our water, air, and feed supply. Our guest today has some simple yet absolutely cutting-edge tools to help free ourselves from this grip controlling the health and well-being of our lives, with the leading causes of death today being heart disease, cancer, and stroke, and one in two people dying, or one in three women, one in two men dying of cancer, most likely linked to diet and environment. There's really an epidemic going on of malnutrition and toxification, with corporations pushing their foods devoid of nutrients, along with the drugs that they put out to cure the very diseases they've essentially created. But there is hope, and for the first time, we're hearing that Monsanto and McDonald's are losing money as people are waking up. So I created this Medicinal Foods as my desire to share what I learned along my quest for health, and as I became more spiritually awakened, I realized the depth of the mind-body-spirit connection in relation to our food and water. So take a look at the products over there at medicinal-foods.com. And check out some of the tools that I really wish I had during the times I was overcoming my own chronic asthma, lung infections, and candida. You'll discover decadent raw chocolate, nutrient-dense superfoods, tonic herbs, micronized medicinal mushrooms, and more. These products have stood the test of time and helped me obtain the radiant health that I'm so glad to be able to share with you today. Also, grab my free ebook while you're there, The Raw Chocolate Diet, and check it out, medicinal-foods.com. Our guest today is Ken Rolla, a man after my own heart, a true freedom fighter in the health and wellness movement. His work spans not only health and wellness for our inner ecosystem, but our greater environment as well, working with scalar energy, efficient microorganisms, ormus, and more. Ken is a natural health educator and an inventor from New Smyrna Beach, Florida, specializing in rejuvenation, cellular regeneration, using raw and sprouted vegetarian foods, herbs, food-based supplements, detoxification, emotional healing, reprogramming of limiting unconscious beliefs, esoteric techniques, and cutting-edge science. And so he uses all this on himself and as a researcher and one who's studied with many pioneering people such as Gabriel Cousins, David Wolf, Linda Shear, Dean Martins. Ken is a certified natural health educator by the Hippocrates Health Institute of West Palm Beach, Florida, and Ken's focus is on developing natural solutions for the severe threats to our health today. He is a believer that we don't need to complicate things, and our our approach doesn't need to be expensive. So he believes that the simplest techniques are usually the most effective and sometimes the hardest to pull off. Ken believes that the best healing comes from nature and that there's a perfection in nature that humans cannot outdo. Many of Ken's clients and students have used these methods to heal themselves of many chronic diseases. Ken also has experiences with ET contact and may be able to discuss their influences in guiding some of the work of his scientist friends and colleagues if we have time. So I am so honored and happy to have you on the Medicinal Foods Radio Show, Ken. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here. And I don't think you can leave a teaser like that hanging without addressing it somewhere in the show.
Right. Okay. Well, then we'll get there. We recently had the pleasure of spending some fun-filled days out there in the vortex of Sedona, Arizona at the Pure Living Expo. And it was great to meet you out there. I've been a fan and heard some of your shows and heard you talk before. But there, right in front of me, on stage in front of our medicinal foods booth, I heard you speak on a number of topics, so I'd like to get into some of those today. You talked about growing your own nutrient-dense, radiation-free food, including ormus, and detoxing nuclear particles and other toxins from humans, plants, soil, and water. So that was exciting for me. You also talked about staying healthy in this era of biowarfare, GMOs, and geoengineering. Ormus minerals, something I definitely want to get into. You talked about their implications on free energy, healing, space-time travel, water purification, and more. So we'll definitely get into some of those key points, as well as one of our favorite topics to discuss on Medicinal Foods Radio, which is healing, quote, incurable diseases like cancer, autism, AIDS, diabetes, and other neuromuscular disorders, MS, MD. So we love getting out cutting-edge information that really works. So first, Ken, may we begin by getting to know a little bit about your background of yourself and how you got started on this path of getting this great information out?
Sure. Well, of course, it's a long story, and I won't get that far into it, but long story short, I grew up in North Carolina and the typical, you know, raised on the typical American, standard American diet, southern diet, lots of fried food and junk and lots of boxed and canned processed foods and frozen foods. My mom actually had a spare freezer just for TV dinners, and these were 1960s and 70s TV dinners. They weren't lean cuisines or organic or anything like that. And so, you know, being raised on all that food, diet heavy in dairy, and fortunately, in the early years, at least it wasn't pasteurized, but basically I ate a really terrible diet most of my life, and by the time I hit my 20s, it was catching up with me, and I had all sorts of health problems, and wound up working in the medical system and started seeking answers within the medical system, and discovered that nothing that they had to offer worked, and so I wound up getting out of the medical system and changing jobs and became a potter. And so when I did that, I started apprenticing with a guy who lived next to a field of wheat. And through a friend who had worked with Dr. Gabriel Cousins, he had learned about juicing wheatgrass and using it. And so this guy was, he had a lot of health problems. He was a smoker. He had pepper gray hair. He had deep creases in his face and just a lot of health issues. And I saw this transition over just a few months of him going from this very sick person to quitting smoking and beaming with radiant health. His gray hair went away and went to black simply from juicing wheatgrass and drinking wheatgrass juice and using it in enemas and bathing in it and washing his hair in it. This guy went ballistic with it. He was putting it in his every orifice of his body and his eyes and his ears and had this amazing transformation. So I saw that, and I was like, what the heck is this? And so I wound up contacting the lady who had turned him on to it and paid her to spend a day with her and teach me what she knew. And she very graciously spent a whole day with me and only charged me like $65. And that was the beginning of it. And so I realized later on, I moved to Florida to pursue pottery for a living, and got tired of people asking me questions about my lifestyle and, you know, the way we lived without a television and, you know, a fridge full of live food and no processed foods to speak of, that kind of stuff. And so I was really tired of having 2 and 3 hour conversations when people would ask me about it. And so a friend of mine suggested that I do a workshop to get the people off my back. And so I did, and it worked out beautifully. I had about 15 people, and I spent a day with them, and they went their merry way. And I thought, great, now they'll leave me alone. But they went and told people, and so then I had to do another workshop, and then they went and told people, and I had to do another workshop, and it just kept growing and growing and growing. And so as that was growing, 9/11 happened, and my pottery business tanked, and so it just seemed like, you know, the easiest path to income. And so that was how I got started in this. And I was very fortunate when I got out of school. I had a boss who was really tops in computer science in the country, and he had taught me, if you want to be good at something, learn from the best. And so when I decided to teach natural healing for a living, I got into studying with the people around the world who were the tops in healing incurable disease, and, you know, had that focus for many years. So I spent about 23 years working with people with very serious ailments, things that we've been told are incurable: cancer, AIDS, autism, Morgellons disease, Parkinson's, MS, I mean, you name it. None of them are incurable if you know how to regenerate cells and heal the emotions and the mind in particular, because the mind and the emotions are where it all starts. And so so that's kind of a long synopsis of how I got into this.
Well, I love hearing stories like yours, because it just reaffirms the fact that you can lead a horse to water, but when it really comes down to it, it takes that inner desire to go after these things. And when it's clear within, seeking healing and health, the universe conspires around you to give you that direct pathway. So that's great to hear. Let's start by, at the most basic level, our water, because I believe that that's the most important thing that we take into our bodies, our water. And so how do we purify and create non-toxic, healing, living water?
Well, you're absolutely right about it being the most important thing, along with the emotional healing and the reprogramming of beliefs, because water is responsible for delivering nutrients into cells and getting waste out. And so if you're not properly hydrated, that's not going to happen well, and you're going to wind up suffering and accumulating toxins. And the accumulation of toxins and acids in the body, combined with demineralization and losing nutrients over time, that is what kills us. So hydration is extremely important. And I get questions all the time about water, because years ago I had to find out for myself what waters really worked and what waters were healing and those kinds of things. Because like most people, you know, I believed what I was told, that reverse osmosis was the best purification you could get, and, oh, it pulls everything out and that kind of stuff. And, you know, we're on a well in Florida, and we had a RO system. And, you know, we were doing close to 100% live food and eating nutrient-dense superfoods and doing all these things to ensure that we had good, strong health. And we went to get my wife and I went to get a bone density scan and saw that our bone density was on the low end of normal when it should have been on the high end. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I started studying that and discovered that it was the water we were drinking. Reverse osmosis water is very acidifying, and it's stripped of the minerals in it that help mineralize the body. And so that put me on a quest of understanding water, and it took years, because I discovered that almost nobody on this planet really understands water and what it is. You know, water is very, very complex. It's not just a chemical fluid that goes into your body and creates chemical reactions and hydrates. It's also a conveyor of consciousness. It's a conveyor of information to the body. And that information can trigger either a healing response or a disease response in the body. That's the whole basis of homeopathy. Water molecules, when they're in a healthy format, they like to cluster into groups of six. And those clustering patterns can pattern into other patterns that convey information to the body. And so that clustering is the basis of homeopathy. Homeopathy is practice where you take water and you put a material into it like an herb or a flower essence, and you percuss it. You shock the water, and you dilute it while you're shocking it over and over and over again. And what happens is you dilute it to the point where the original chemical or material is no longer detectable in the water, but when the water is ingested, it will trigger a healing response. That's homeopathy. And the reason it works is because that material that you put into the water structured the clustering of the water molecules, and that clustering pattern conveys information based on what you put into it. And so that's how you're able to have reactions, biological reactions to this water without having any chemically measurable ingredient in it. And so
if we just kind of set an intention, and like I just kind of do a little tone over my water, maybe give some words to it, is that powerful enough?
Absolutely. I mean, Masaru Emoto proved that human beings can direct consciousness at water and neutralize radioactivity in it. So, yeah, I mean, you can do far more than just structure the water homeopathically with consciousness. That's been proven that that is the case. And, in fact, you know, Emoto went around the world taking groups of people and healing polluted bodies of water simply by having groups of people direct consciousness at it. So, yeah, absolutely, our intentions and our focus and our energy, whether it's emotional energy or sound, toning, all of that can heal and structure water. And conversely, you know, the water within our bodies, we can do the same thing to the water in our bodies, or we can damage it through fearful or negative emotions. And so so when you're in a distraught emotional state or a negative emotional state, you are damaging the homeopathic structure of the water in your body. So just the homeopathy alone is one issue that has to be addressed with water. And these days, that's fairly easy and inexpensive to do. You can, after you put your water through whatever chemical cleansing processes, then you can put things like ceramics. For example, I sell these ceramics from a Japanese professor named Teruwa Higa that put out skater waves and infrared waves, and you put those into your water, and you just let the water soak, and it will restructure the water homeopathically and make it more hydrating in the process. And there's many things like that. There's these EMF protector type devices that put out skater fields that you can put your water vessel next to, and it will structure them. Certain kinds of minerals or crystals will do it.
So the ones you have, are they available over there at freshandalive.com?
Yeah, we have skater energy discs that people use for structuring water homeopathically, and then we also have some supplements like Dr. Patrick Flanagan's Crystal Energy that will structure water. And so, it's very simple and cheap to do. And also, we sell EMF protectors, but you can actually take EMF protectors and put it next to a water vessel, and it will structure the water as well.
Oh, great. Yeah. I need to get another one of those. So, I know this really works and is a real thing because about 15 years ago, I did some work based on Emoto's work, and worked with a product that we had a nighttime and a morning structured water, and it was just water, but it was structured, and you definitely felt energized from the morning one, but the thing that really blew me away was the nighttime one. It just put you out.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it. You take a squirt of water, and you just, have a great deep sleep. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's it. Well, it triggers all these biological responses in the body, and depending on what frequencies you're using with the water and also the minerals in the water, they can be programmed. It can do all kinds of amazing things. And that's, when you haven't experienced that, it's hard to believe that, oh, just plain old water, can do these things. But, I mean, I've worked with waters that people have programmed that can have healed cancer, that have massive detoxification properties. I was in Texas at a healing center, and they had this really cool water machine. I forget what it was called, but it was handmade by this guy in New Mexico. And it basically looked like this big, giant light bulb about 18 inches tall. And at the top, it had a hole in it. And they would inject water into the top with a pipe, and it would spiral around the inside of the light bulb and go down to the throat. And then at the throat, they had magnets. And then that went into a water crock. And in the water crock, they had crystals and metals like gold and silver. So it would program it homeopathically with frequencies. And then they would just recirculate it over and over again. And they started with reverse osmosis water, which is homeopathically very toxic and very acidifying. But by the time that stuff was done, and I was drinking it all day at this place, and the next morning when I got up, you know, I didn't notice any difference. I mean, I felt good during the day, but I always feel good. And so I didn't really notice any difference till the next morning when I got up and I went to use the bathroom, and my urine was, like, extremely dark. And so just this water had massively cleansed out my body, and it was dumping it all very simply with no cleanse reactions.
You know, I just experienced the same thing with the I had a little quantum biofeedback work done at the Pure Living Expo, and they structured, they programmed a bottle of water that had some of the ketone, the salt water in there, and that's what they used to program it, and I experienced the same kind of deep detox. But conversely, with the Flanagan
crystal energy,
I when I first tried that, you know, it's supposed to make water wetter, and you're supposed to get nutrients in your cell and waste out of your cell more efficiently. When I first had that, I used to water would just go in and out of me. But what I noticed that day was didn't have to pee, because it's like I was being hydrated, that and the mega hydrate.
Mm-hmm.
It was like I was being hydrated at a deep core level for the first time, because I was actually sucking up all that water instead of it just dropping through me. So so the Flanagan crystal energy, that can actually structure the water on its own, it appears. But
right.
you have some other ways, like as far as as far as vortexing the water, does that really work to like spin it in a blender or something?
Yeah, it's very interesting. Vortexes are very interesting. And along with the structuring of the clustering of the molecules of the water, you also change the bond angle of the H2O molecule. And so what that does, whether you're using crystal energy or vortexing or whatever, it tightens up the bond angle or flattens the bond angle so that the water molecules can get into cells better. And that's why they're able to hydrate the cells better. And that's what crystal energy does, vortexing water. One of the things that we haven't talked about that has to be in healthy natural water are monoatomic minerals and also angstrom minerals. Normal, healthy, living water out in nature has gone through the full hydrological cycle of the earth. It has been evaporated up into the sky, which purifies it to a certain degree. Then it's energized with the sounds of nature, with thunder, with lightning, with cosmic radiation and solar radiation. Then it comes back down to the earth, and it washes across plants, which are antennas for scalar energy that's coming from the center of the earth and down from the sun and from the cosmos. And so it's imparting these frequencies from these natural biological antennas we call trees and plants. As it's washing down over them, it's picking up those frequencies. Then it goes down into the soil, which is loaded up with crystals. That's what rocks are. They're crystals. And it's picking up frequencies that they pick up from the earth and from the sun and the cosmos, and structuring more homeopathic frequencies there. The bacteria in the soil are eating rocks and breaking them down into small particle sizes of just a few atoms in one particle. Those are known as angstrom particles, so that plants can uptake them. And it also breaks certain ones down, the platinum group metals and gold and silver and mercury and copper. It breaks them down also into individual discrete atoms of those metals, and those are known as monoatomics. And those monoatomics are extremely healing and regenerative. And they're in natural waters. They're in natural spring water. They're in waters that flow through rivers and creeks. When you've got the action of a creek bed or a river bed, you've got, you know, river stone and these round rocks that the water's flowing over, which creates vortexes. And those rocks, very many times, are putting out magnetic fields, and all rocks are putting out scalar fields, which are just this faster than light, subtle energy that's coming to us from the cosmos and from the center of the earth. They kind of are like antennas for that energy, and they pick it up and they radiate it outward. So that water that's flowing over these river and stream beds is vortexing in these magnetic fields and these scalar fields, and it's got minerals in it. It's picking up minerals from the rocks. And all of that creates angstrom and monoatomic minerals, also known as ormus minerals, in the water. So when you're looking at purifying water, you've got to, if you strip the minerals out through the chemical cleaning process, then you've got to put them back into a bioavailable format, which means angstrom minerals and monoatomics. Plants naturally do that in the soil, and the microbes in the soil naturally do that, and the water is washed down into the aquifers. And these monoatomics have a lot of weird properties because they're superconductors, and one of those properties is they're anti-gravitational. So the soil holds them down in the ground, but the rainwater washes through and pulls them down into aquifers, and when they have collected enough, the anti-gravitational properties levitate the water up to the surface at springheads. And that's why a lot of people like David Wolf and others talk about the importance of drinking spring water. It's high in these warmest elements, which are extremely regenerative. So if you don't have access to good, clean spring water, you can emulate that by taking water and chemically cleaning it, you know, running it through reverse osmosis or some kind of filtration, depending on what state your water is in, and then vortexing it in a magnetic field and a scalar field and adding some minerals into it. And so what I do is there's a machine called a water vitalizer that's about $400 or $500 that you can buy online, and it looks like a blender, and it has a little propeller in the bottom of it, and you fill it up with water, and it has a mineral block in it that will naturally dissolve and put these ormus elements into the water. Now, interestingly enough, I've had conversations with the manufacturer, and they don't even understand what it's doing. They just know the biological reactions from it. It's very healing water. And you can do the same thing really inexpensively in a blender, simply by adding a few drops or maybe a half teaspoon of liquid sea minerals into the water, and you can actually attach magnets to your blender, and you can vortex water in a blender and make this ormus water. And so,
need to be polarized any certain way?
Yeah, if you go online and you just Google magnetic blender, you'll see instructions on how to do this. But basically, you just put magnets around the blender in a certain way. You can tape them on or strap them on, but so that it's as the water's spinning, it's hitting opposite polarities of the magnets, and that will create the monoatomics in it. I'm getting ready to come out with a kit you can actually attach to your blender with Velcro that puts out scalar fields and magnetic fields, and we'll do that inexpensively. And then another option as well for people that have more money and want more convenience, there is one water system that I know of on the market called the Miracule. That's MIRACULE. Miracule water system that will... That does all of that in one unit that you can put underneath your sink. It cleans the water with reverse osmosis, then it remineralizes it, vortexes it in magnetic and scalar fields, and creates the ormus and the angstrom particles in it. And that water is very healing as well. They can't tell the truth about what it will really do, but I know that I've met people who have healed major diseases drinking that water. And it also makes it naturally alkaline as well, so you don't have to ionize the water by zapping it with electricity, which isn't the best thing for water.
Well, out in Hawaii, we have catchment water. I know a lot of our listeners are out there. And so we just stick minerals in the water because it's essentially distilled water, by the rain. And it also sucks the minerals out of your body. A lot of kids in Hawaii have bad teeth because they drink the catchment water. So just putting some the trace minerals in the water, is that good, or do you need to spin it? Is that just more ideal?
You really need to spin it to get the particle sizes small enough to get into the cells and feed them. There's a product called Concentrace Liquid Sea Minerals that that are pretty bioavailable. But it's always better if you spin them, because then you're going to create monoatomics, which is going to be way more regenerative. But
how long do you spin the water for?
About 10 to 20 minutes. You know, you could spin it 30 minutes. It doesn't take long. I've done a lot of experiments with taking that water and feeding it to plants and microbes and people, and it's really amazing because it'll make gray hairs go away and all kinds of little subtle things like wrinkles and stuff go away, and helps with weight loss and things like that. With plants, you get a lot bigger, faster, healthier growth. Same thing with microbes. Like I fed Ormus water to kombucha and to water kefirs and things like that, and the grains of the kefir in a few days became about five times their normal size, and it would produce a lot more nutrients in about a third of the time that it normally does. So these superconducting elements, these Ormus elements, are just, they jack up life force in the body in any kind of living organism, because what they really are the, they're the interface between consciousness and the physical structure of the organism. So like within our bodies, these Ormus elements, when you ingest them, they plug into the DNA, which is a superconducting antenna. They plug into the brain neural pathways. They plug into the pineal gland. They plug into junctures along the nervous system that are loaded with these superconducting minerals that correspond to the acupuncture meridians and the chakras along the spine. And that's the interface between consciousness and the physical body. So when you jack up that superconductivity, you strengthen the mind-body connection, and therefore you become more empathic, you become more in tune with yourself, cells regenerate faster, waste gets out of the body faster, nutrients get in faster, you become more connected to yourself and other people, and also you become more beautiful, you know, because this stuff, it takes the genetic pattern, which is actually in consciousness. This is something that epigenetics is showing, that the, you know, we've been taught that the genetic pattern is in the DNA, but it's actually not in the DNA. The DNA is the carrier of the pattern, but the actual pattern is in consciousness itself. And so this is how you're able to heal DNA, by increasing the superconductivity in the body by taking in these Ormus elements. You will heal the DNA and unwind damage in it, because the pattern is coming from the consciousness of the organism. And that's also, by the way, how you can revert GMO DNA in plants or animals.
Well,
back
let's
to animals.
Talk about that, because you keep answering my questions before I ask them. That's great, but I was going to ask you how Ormus can help the average person, and you know, I'd love to transition into some of the work you've been able to do with actually reverting these GMO plants back to heirloom plants.
Yeah, they do it naturally. It's just that Monsanto and all don't want people to know this. But you know, they've done studies with fruit flies, for example, where after seven generations, these genetically modified fruit flies reverted. They engineered them to be blind, and after seven generations, they got their sight back naturally. And it's again, it goes back to because the genetic blueprint is in the consciousness of the organism, and genetically modifying it alters the DNA and interferes with that connection, but ultimately the consciousness will restructure it. So if you feed these organisms these superconducting Ormus elements, then it just makes it happen faster, because it opens up the meridians and allows the energy of consciousness, which scientists are calling scalar energy. It'll, or, you know, the Chinese have called it qi and prana and all these things. It allows it to flow back into the physical structure more easily, and then it unwinds the DNA and reverts it back to the original. And so this is being done with
the EMs as well with that?
You can. You can affect the microorganisms, which is a culture that you can use to make probiotics and things. Yeah, you can take that and vortex it in, you know, in a, one of these vortexing machines with magnetic fields and scalar fields, and it will create the Ormus elements, which you can feed to plants. But you don't even have to use EM. You can just take water and any volcanic mineral, rock powder. Sea minerals are good because they have the exact ratio of minerals that human beings and animals have in them. But you just vortex them in water in these magnetic and scalar fields to create these Ormus elements. And then if you feed it to GMO plants, it will revert the DNA back in that plant in that single generation. You don't have to wait multiple generations. And this has been done. I've seen this done on several different occasions.
So people who are farming a GMO seed and don't want to be slave to Monsanto and want to harness back their crops and actually be able, will it eventually just produce seed?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Not eventually. It'll produce it in one generation.
One generation.
Yeah, and likewise, if your crops are not GMO, but they're contaminated by GMOs, this is how you can fix them.
Like in Hawaii, we have our GMO papaya that it's really hard to get a real organic non-GMO papaya because of all the cross-contamination.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's it, yeah. If you're growing organic, you just feed your crops Ormus elements, and there's a simple way of doing it, too. You don't even have to go through a lot of effort. There's a company out in California that sells a product called MyGrow Minerals. That's MyGrow Minerals.com. And, they sell an Ormus root stimulator. They don't even call it a fertilizer because fertilizers are highly regulated. But it's just Ormus water. They take seawater, and they have this very interesting process they put it through, and it makes a stable Ormus water. And you feed that to your crops, and it will definitely undo any damage in them. And you'll get astronomical growth as well. And nutrient-dense food.
We used the rock dust 15 years ago on our farm in Hawaii. We put that down. We used the beneficial, efficient microorganisms. And I know out in Japan, they're doing the natural farming with the IMO, the indigenous microorganisms. So the EMs is a hot topic now. There's a soup in Japan that people line up for that pay $100 for this natural farming IMO grown soup. So, it's catching on, and I'd like to share with our listeners some of the work that you do involving EMs and how simply and inexpensively people can benefit from this, I guess you could call it a biotechnology, but on the
Yeah, it's ridiculously cheap. I grew up poor, and so I know what it is to be poor, and so I empathize with people who do not have funds to be buying lots and lots of supplements and things. So I teach people how to empower themselves and make better quality supplements and things than they can buy for ridiculously low amounts of money. And so EM is one of them. Of course, you can ferment it in about 3 weeks. You just take a quart of the EM culture and mix it with a quart of organic blackstrap molasses in 5 gallons of water, and you keep it about 95 to 105 degrees. And in 3 weeks, you've got 5 gallons of a massive probiotic, which you can then use for ingestion. You can take it as a supplement, as a probiotic. You can give it to animals or plants. It works as a plant food because it goes into the soil and it breaks minerals down and delivers them to the plants. It will kill mold and mildew, so you can spray crops with them, and it will keep molds and mildews away. It also keeps insect pests away, so you can spray the ground with it for that and spray your plants with it. It also will break down radioactive elements into non-toxic elements. So this has been proven in Fukushima City, and actually you can see evidence of this on my website if you go to radiationlinks.freshandalive.com. You can see a video of a Japanese farmer in Fukushima City who's using EM on his crops, on his soil, and they had measured, and he has no detectable radiation on his soil or his crops or his produce, where everybody around him, of course, can't sell theirs because it's so radioactive. So it's ridiculously simple and cheap.
They can pick up an inoculant jar of it at their local feed store, right?
It depends where you're at. Most ag supply houses are not going to carry it. I sell it on my website. You can go online and Google it and find it. There's a company in the United States called Terraganics that manufactures it in the U.S., and we're one of their distributors. It's like $24 a quart. It's crazy cheap when you consider.
You can get a quart at freshandalive.com.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got it at freshandalive.com.
And so just repeat that recipe again.
It's a quart, and actually I'll give you a link where you can download detailed instructions on how to brew it for anybody listening. It's downloads with an S, downloads.freshandalive.com. I've got my brewing instructions for the basic probiotic there. It has everything you need to know. It tells you where to get the stuff, how much it costs, the whole nine yards. But it's basically like brewing beer. You throw it in 5 gallons of water in a bucket, a quart of molasses, a quart of this culture. You let it set for 3 weeks, and you've got a probiotic. Now, if you want to make your own supplements, you can take herbs and rock powders and superfoods like your superfoods. So people can download the instructions, the specific instructions to how to brew the EM at this link. It's downloads with an S. downloads.freshandalive.com. So if you go there, it'll have all the details, what to buy, where to get it, how much it costs, all of that. And you can take that, and it takes about 3 weeks to make a probiotic that you can use for all kinds of stuff, and the instructions also tell you what you can use it for. There's all kinds of things you can use it for. You can remediate polluted water with it. You can use it as an odor eliminator. You can get rid of mold and mildew. On and on and on. Household cleaner. But if you take that probiotic recipe, you can add in herbs and rock powders, superfoods, like your superfoods, for example. That was one of the things that I bought your superfoods for, so I can throw them into a ferment and have massive amounts of not just chemistry, but also these ormus elements, which your superfoods are high in. Now, that's part of the reason why they're superfoods. So there's a lot you can do with that.
When we're talking about ormus now, like nectar and things that flow up through the plant, and the beautifying agents like the royal jelly and things like that. I don't know. Would you consider those high in ormus?
Yeah, absolutely. I've raised bees and. You can tell, people always ask, like, how do you know there's ormus in it? And you can't, I don't know of any techniques for, measuring the ormus directly in something, but you can tell because of the properties, and particularly with foods, how regenerative they are is an indication of, whether or not they've got a lot of ormus in them. But you can also do things to get an indication if there's ormus in them. For example, you can take honey and mix it in water, and you can put it in your freezer and watch it freeze, and you'll see a very different crystallization pattern, and also you'll see the pattern of scalar waves coming through in the water. And you can also put one of these EMF devices, like one of our scalar discs or a little pyramid or something underneath it, any kind of scalar wave emitter, and you'll see the patterns of the scalar waves coming through in a different way when you put ormus bearing materials into water. But at any rate, yeah, bee products are high because bees are making these ormus elements with the enzymes and bacteria that they use. The kinds of products that you sell, typically those, particularly when they're grown in volcanic soil, see, where these monoatomic elements come from in our environment ultimately is from volcanoes. Volcanic rock is very high in these monoatomics. And so volcanic ash that comes down on the ground remineralizes the earth. It's high in these ormus elements. So if you're getting your superfoods from places where they're grown in volcanic soil, or if you're amending the soil with volcanic rock powders, then you're going to get high ormus in the foods.
So just on the water, and I know we could do an entire show just on water, but I know, obviously, spring water is the best, and it seems to have this property of shooting up out of the earth, like this kind of anti-gravitational
right.
property. But what about people who have wells and have calcification we see it on our teapot, and you're drinking well water, and a lot of times it's good, but if it has high ppm calcium, it's getting in there and can add to osteoarthritis and kind of build up this little coral reef in your body and create inflammation and arthritis. So is there anything that people can do that do that test where you put some water in your pan and boil it off and you've got the calcium left over? I know that you can't really filter it out. What can people do for that?
Well, you can filter it out, and I have that problem here in Florida where I'm at. We have some of the worst water in the world. It's super high in calcium and magnesium. It's extremely hard. The electrical charge in it dissolves pipes. It's just, you know, it's awful stuff. And I had to build, I spent $12,000 figuring out what to do. And what you do is use a conventional filtration system to filter the water, and you can even use a softener to exchange the calcium and magnesium for sodium, which can then be filtered out. And the easy solution is to use conventional filtration methods to clean the water up chemically and then soften it, and then you can run it through an RO system and address the homeopathy and the ORMIS elements through a vitalizer or something like that, or you can just get a Miracule system and have it in your kitchen and have something like that. And so over-mineralization of water is one of the most difficult things to deal with when getting pure water.
Well, it's great to get your take on that. So, you know, spinning water and this concept of the toroidal field, I know, is runs deep in your work. And so, what do you do with that knowledge? How do you expand that out to a broader sense? This concept of the torus and this energy field that's around us. What do you take from that?
What I do is, you can know everything in the world, and it doesn't amount to a hill of beans if you can't use it in some practical way. And so what I do is take all these highfalutin concepts and figure out what can we do with it in our kitchens, in our yards, in our gardens, you know, in our bodies. And so with toroidal fields and vortexing and that kind of stuff, practical, simple things you can do, for example, you can, as we mentioned, you can vortex water and clean it up. I'm working on a rodent coil design that actually can neutralize radioactivity in water very simply and very inexpensively. And all that does is create a toroidal field, but what it really does is it creates a black hole at the center of the toroid, and black holes will neutralize radioactivity, as it turns out.
Now, there's really 61 patents on radiation neutralization.
Yeah, if you go to radiationlinks.freshandalive.com, you can see 61 patents worldwide for methods for neutralizing partially or completely radioactive elements and radioactive waste. There's 8 of them in Japan. We've had the technology for many decades to neutralize radioactivity. That Fukushima disaster and Chernobyl, all of it could be cleaned up very quickly. But the problem is it would also spell the end to the nuclear weapons industry, and they absolutely do not want their income going away, nor do the countries that possess nuclear weapons want their advantage taken away from them. And so it's not being allowed out. I mean, highly credentialed people, you know, it's not like some flakes that are coming up with this stuff. Highly credentialed people.
Well, I don't understand. I mean, they would be able to use the weapons still, but they want the radiation after effect?
Oh, no. Well, it's... First of all, you could fly over a nuclear silo and neutralize it with some of these technologies, but also it also implies free energy. There's a lot of applications that would come out of it other than just neutralizing radioactivity, because it creates free energy and it also busts the entire physics paradigm that we've been taught, which is being kept very limited so that these kinds of self-empowering concepts don't come out, because it would... This stuff is so simple, anybody can do it. You know, the physics and understanding the physics may be complex, but the actual applications are very simple. You know, you can make a rodent coil for $100, neutralize radioactivity in water. Anybody can do it once you see how to do it.
And come out with this unit, and people will be able to pull the radiation out of it.
Yeah. We could be cleaning up the oceans. You know, we could be... And it creates ORMIS at the same time. And that's just one application of these concepts. You can take pyramids and build pyramids out in your backyard, and I mean little ones, like 6-inch tall pyramids. If you build them properly, I teach this, if you make them out of organite and you build them properly, you can put 5 to 7 pyramids 6 inches tall out in your backyard, and it will clear chemtrails and nuclear fallout for about a 50-mile diameter.
Wow.
sometimes more.
Well, I know we got to talk about pyramids, and you did a workshop out there at the Pure Living Expo on pyramids, and we built a 30-foot tall one that runs through our octagon in our farm in Hawaii. But so just the simplest little pyramid made out of wood still has those effects, the beneficial effects that we read about.
It does have effects, and the reason it has is because, number one, a pyramid is an antenna. And it's picking up energy coming from the center of the Earth, and it's picking up energy coming down from the sun and from the cosmos, and it's acting like an antenna and creating a localized scalar wave field. A pyramid has a vortex of scalar waves coming up out of the tip, and then it's radiating this field. And so when you understand that's what it is, if you build it out of wood, wood has ornamental elements in it. And so electrical non-conductors like wood, even plastic, will create these fields. But you can do things to radically increase the amount of scalar waves and fields coming off these things by constructing them out of materials that are high in ormus, like volcanic minerals, hence the big pyramids made out of stone. Or you could coat them with monoatomic elements or quartz nanocrystals or crystal powders. You could put a big crystal at the center of a pyramid and increase its strength that way, and at the tip, which all have been done.
I know you have a lot of great information over at your site. You want to just give out your site and any other information?
Sure. My main website is freshandalive.com, and I also have a blog, which is where most of my information these days is getting put out, and that is freshandaliveblog.com. And also on Facebook, I post quite a bit of stuff on Facebook. So if you connect with me there, you can just go to kenrola.com, which is kenrohla.com, and I'll send you straight to my Facebook page.
We opened up a lot of great portals here, and I invite the listeners to check out the information that Ken has made available. There's a lot of great information, and also a lot of great products over at his site as well. We left a cliffhanger in there, and I want to cover that. I think we have about five more minutes. We've heard these stories of the ETs just completely shutting down. We talked about nuclear power plants and also weapons systems, but really, we only have to go with our own direct experience of things, and so you have had some direct experience with ET contact, and you have some friends that have had their work kind of guided, would you say?
Yes. I've had ET contact throughout my life, and ultimately in my early 30s, I had physical contact and encountered three very large reptilians with a witness as well. But because of that experience, and I've definitely been guided by them and others, but I started meeting these scientists who were doing very cutting-edge stuff, and what I found out was ultimately all of them in one shape or another were having some kind of ET contact and being guided. Some of them were having overt contact. Some of them were getting downloads in the dream state, or things would come to them. But ultimately, that's what I see. There's a big force of extraterrestrials that have been influencing this planet for as long as humans have been here, and some benevolent, some not. And so they increasingly are becoming public through people in the military and people in governments who are, spilling the beans on what's going on. For example, Paul Hellyer, who was the Minister of Defense in Canada in the 60s and 70s, this guy was in charge of all the branches of the military in Canada, and he has come out saying that not only have all these countries been having extraterrestrial contact, but he said that there's at least two ETs that he knows of that are working in the U.S. Pentagon. So when you got people like that coming out and saying this stuff, people have to start understanding that this is not something unusual or something that's happened in recent history. Extraterrestrial involvement on this planet has been going on as long as there have been people here. And The powers that be know this, and they've been keeping it sequestered so that they can maintain their knowledge and power to keep themselves in power. But increasingly, these benevolent ETs are having an influence to keep us, number one, from destroying ourselves with things like the Hadron Collider and nuclear power and those kinds of things. We would have long ago destroyed ourselves had not, they not interfered with that.
Well, we've got people all over the world, countries coming out saying that coming out with disclosure, but America's hopefully coming following in their footsteps. But you know, it seems like this whole non-interference aspect of things is maybe being. I think we're past that time, and these benevolent ETs are going to be helping out a little bit at this point, and we'll see.
Yeah, very definitely. It's kind of like, you know, guiding a child. You know, when you've got a little child who doesn't understand the nature of things, you can only do so much. And as they grow and mature and understand more, you can give them more guidance and understanding. And that's kind of what's been going on with the human race. We've been kept in the dark, and we've also been heavily, heavily mind controlled with religion and all these different aspects of limiting our beliefs and consciousness on the planet. And so, you know, these ETs know it would be, because they've done it before. The ones I've encountered have done this before, where they've encountered us and attempted to help, and it had disastrous results because of our programming. And so they understand. That's why they have these non-interference agreements. It's for our own benefit.
Well, I think that I really appreciate your perspective on the importance of consciousness in having to do with our health, and that the mind is in a higher dimension than our physical body, and if we have dis-ease there and in our thoughts and in our field, and it's gonna manifest in our bodies. So that and a lot of other great topics we were able to discuss. So for our listeners, please contact us over at medicinal-foods.com and leave a comment and let us know what your favorite topic is, and we'll have Ken back on the show, and we can dive deep into some of these things that we've just scratched the surface on. So we're coming up on the hour. I really appreciate you joining us on the show here, and thanks so much, Ken, for your time. Stay tuned for a song from my beloved wife, Oma, from her new CD, Wisdom of the Ages. And, Ken, we'll definitely have you back. It's been a great show, man.
Well, thank you very much. It's my pleasure. Appreciate it, Sky.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ancient, holy, 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 hol to heal this land.